Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 114, numéro 114. Today we are learning 10 French verbs that often pair with the preposition à. So as you can imagine, they are not just 10 verbs. And as you know, we are trying to keep lessons bite-sized over here. So we'll definitely have to do a few parts of this lesson with more verbs. So in English, the preposition à can translate into several words such as to, at, in, or from, all depending on the context. And sometimes it doesn't even translate into anything. English just doesn't need a preposition in some cases where French does. So prepositions are very small words, but they are quite important in French sentence construction. So it is a good idea, a great idea even, to become familiar with these pairings. And they can be a little bit tricky, right? Because like I said earlier, their use can change depending on the context. Don't stress too much about it. The more you practice with prepositions, the more you'll get the hang of it. I promise at some point it will become second nature. So as always, make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet handy so you can see the words as you listen to the lesson. And after you've listened to the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to access today's exercises and practice what you've learned today. You can find the links in the episode, not on your podcast platform. All right, so onto our list of 10 French verbs that are often followed by the preposition à. First one, arriver à. That means to manage. To arriver à. Par exemple, il arrive à courir 10 kilomètres sans s'arrêter. He manages to run 10K without stopping. Il arrive à courir 10 kilomètres sans s'arrêter. Next, commencer à. To begin to. Commencer à. Par exemple, nous commençons à comprendre le français. We are beginning to understand French. Nous commençons à comprendre le français. Penser à. To think of. Penser à. Je pense souvent à mon voyage en France. I often think about my trip to France. Je pense souvent à mon voyage en France. And speaking of penser à, to think of, that actually reminds me of a question from last week's Q&A in my French Grammar Made Easy course. So, in the grammar program, my students can ask me questions and then I reply every week with Q&A videos, right? And last week we discussed that penser, which means to think of, can sometimes be followed by the preposition à and other times by the preposition de. And what's important is that penser à and penser de are not interchangeable, right? So they will mean different things in French. So actually, the best way is that I'll create an episode for you next week on that topic so I can explain to you in more depth the difference between the two. So hold that thought. I'll come back to this point probably in next week's episode. Back to our verbs now. Réussir à, to succeed in. Réussir à. Tu réussiras à résoudre ce problème. You will succeed in solving this problem. Tu réussiras à résoudre ce problème. apprendre à. To learn to. Apprendre à. J'apprends à parler français. I'm learning to speak French. J'apprends à parler français. Aider à. To help to. Aider à. Je peux t'aider à préparer le dîner. I can help you to prepare dinner. Je peux t'aider à préparer le dîner. S'habituer à. To get used to. S'habituer à. Il faut du temps pour s'habituer à une nouvelle ville. It takes time to get used to a new city. Il faut du temps pour s'habituer à une nouvelle ville. S'attendre à. To expect. S'attendre à. Je m'attends à avoir de bons résultats. I expect to have good results. Je m'attends à avoir de bons résultats. Consister à. To consist of. Consister à. Mon travail consiste à écrire des articles. My job consists of writing articles. Mon travail consiste à écrire des articles. And last one, s'intéresser à. To be interested in. S'intéresser à. Elle s'intéresse à la littérature française. She's interested in French literature. Elle s'intéresse à la littérature française. Good. Now let's do a quick recap of the verbs that we covered today. Arriver à, to manage, to. Commencer à, to begin, to. Penser à, to think of. Réussir à, to succeed in. Apprendre à, to learn to. Aider à, to help to. S'habituer à, to get used to. S'attendre à, to expect. Consister à, to consist of. S'intéresser à, to be interested in. So these are our 10 verbs. Like I said, I will have part 2, part 3, maybe even part 4 with other verbs that are often followed by the preposition à. And we'll also do another lesson on the verbs that are often followed by the preposition de. So voilà, we have reached the end of today's episode. Make sure you head over now to the French Made Easy Library for additional practice. À bientôt, bye!